Hello everyone and welcome to the live stream. This is Vimo Live. I'm Vimo and this is live. It happens every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. mysteriously enough, for no reason whatsoever. And I usually answer questions about religion, culture, atheism, contemporary Indian politics, etc. And I also like to have conversations. On Saturdays, we have conversations with the live audience who join me on screen via audio or video if they want. On Wednesday, I just read the live chat and answer questions to the best of my ability. I'm not an expert on many topics, and if I don't know something, I'll tell you that I don't know. And if I know something, then I will tell you what I know and not try to propagate the idea that that is all there is to know about that. This is just my opinions. And we have been doing this for a couple of years. It's going good, and I like it. So before I proceed, I'd just like to remind everyone that if you want to support this channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. You can also send super chats in the live chat here. You can also go to my website at www.vimo.in and click the support button there in order to make a one-time contribution. There's also UPI, vimo@upi, where you can send money to me directly, because every other method takes a cut and UPI is whatever money you're sending, it comes directly to me. So UPI is always preferable. But if you cannot or you don't want to, you can simply use one of the other methods that I just mentioned. So thanks for all of that. Let's see who all is in the chat. Oh, by the way, before I proceed, one reminder. Coming Saturday, this Saturday, like aaj Wednesday hai, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the live stream on this channel is not going to happen. But another live stream is going to happen on Meghnad's channel, where I and Pranav will also be there. So it's going to be a teen tegada kaam begada thing on Meghnad's channel. On Saturday, there will be no live stream on this channel. The live stream will be on Meghna's channel. Just, I'll remind you before we end also, just remind me one more time if anyone remembers. But yeah, I just wanted to let you know. If you have not subscribed to Meghna's channel, please do. He has done a couple of deep dives into Beer Biceps podcast and the problematic nature of the so-called apolitical content that he serves to his audience. And he's going to make more. So the channel is youtube.com/MeghNerd, I think. MEGHNERD. But I'll share a link with you before the episode is over today. So hello, welcome, and let's start. Surya says, in response to that recent shot you made on hijab and Hindutva, some people said that women no longer wear ghunghat as opposed to hijab. What do you make of this? I mean, what world is this person living in? Women wear ghunghat all over the place. Has he visited a small town anytime in the recent past? Women are covering up their heads. There are married women who go to colleges and they dress in a Mangalsutra, put on sindoor, and they cover their heads. These things are not, like, you know, a lot of times you'll find that one Indian has an opinion about what happens in India. Like, people will propagate this idea that Indians wear kurta pajama or dhoti, etc. But if you go out, mostly you see people wearing shirt pant, right? So there is this exotic version of India that exists in some minds, and this overly modernist, modern ideal of India that exists in some other minds. Neither are true. Women in Hinduism are still subject to various patriarchal practices. And if you're going to do that, if you're going to compare that to hijab practice, you can also say that there are plenty of Muslim women who don't wear the hijab, right? We're not talking about a practice not being patriarchal because some people don't do it, or even that many people don't do it. The fact is that the practice exists and it is practiced. Vishwanath Nair says, very excited about getting on live stream before it starts. Have been only watching recordings till now. Welcome, Vishwanath. Welcome to the live stream and thank you for being here while we are live. Saikat Chatterjee Singh says, hello, Vimo, new member of your group. My lifelong wait for a group of reasonable and logical minds finally ends. Want to chat with you someday very soon. Saikat, definitely. Saturday. Not this Saturday, obviously. The Saturday after that. You're most welcome to join and we'll talk. Thank you for being a member, by the way. Ayan says, I'm a Muslim, well-educated from IIT. I want to live in India, work for India, but the thought of living like a second-class citizen haunts me after seeing the situation. Am I overthinking? Ayan, that decision is yours, obviously. You have to take a look at what is happening in India and come to your own conclusions. A couple of years ago when I was doing this live stream on Instagram, I was in conversation with people about whether to stay in India, whether to leave India, etc. And my point of view, I come from a really privileged background. So when I say that, yeah, ye meri matribhumi hai aur main isko chhod ke nahi jaunga, aisa kuch, it is a very privileged position. Many people don't have that liberty. So take a look at the situation yourself and make a decision about it. I know people from the Muslim community who have decided to stay in India despite things going to shit. And I know some people who have left because they are not feeling safe. I even know some Hindus who have left because they are not feeling safe, or that they do not see good prospects for their children in the near future, thanks to unemployment or lack of ease of doing business and all that. Government propaganda notwithstanding, Beer Biceps podcast notwithstanding. So that decision has to be yours. I hope and wish that you would come and work in India, but it's totally okay. And it's obviously not for me to say whether or not you should do it or whether you should not. Dango says, could have chosen a better music, like some T-Series song or something. Yeah, and then get a copyright strike. The music I use is licensed and free to use. That's why I use it. Mujhe har episode mein copyright strike nahi chahiye. Vikram says, hey Vimo, recently I embraced atheism. I used to place God at the center of my life, crying for him unconditionally and without asking for anything in return. Unfortunately, I never received a response. Will you believe it if I said that I was the same? I mean, I remember there being a point of time in my life when I would listen to devotional music and be moved to tears, and or read a philosophical text from Hindu scriptures and be moved by the depth and the high concept nature of it. But things change. It's okay. When you say you embraced atheism, it sounds a lot like you embraced a religion. You simply stopped believing in your religion is a better way of putting it. So this is Bhagoda Billa. Thank you for becoming a member. Hold on. Let me put you on screen. Bhagoda Billa, thank you for becoming a member. Thank you. Really appreciate it. It is thanks to people like you that people like me can do the things that we do. So, Doctor says, session on fight against medical pseudoscience and Ayush hypocrisy. That is weird. Hypocrisy is HIPOCRISY. Hypocrisy sounds like an offshoot of the word Hippocrates, who was the Greek physician upon whose name the Hippocratic oath is named. But that's a different matter. I just get annoyed sometimes. Never mind. Also, I'm not a medical science expert, so I cannot have that session. Maybe you should go to Abby Phillips' channel, or even Science is Dope, or Rohan Francis's channel, Medlife Crisis. Akshat says, is there a simple way to tell your religious family that I'm an atheist? Why would you want to tell my family that you're an atheist? Are you talking about your family? Okay. The simplest way is just to tell them. But it is not the telling that is the problem. It is the consequences of the telling. In some families, they'll hardly bat an eye, right? In some families, you'll have some conversations. In some families, the consequences might be more severe. So take a look at your family. Try to understand what consequences there might be, whether you're okay with receiving those consequences, and then make your decision. Bobby says, hello Vimo, why did Hindutva people get offended when we speak against it, but when Khalistani wants Khalistan, they repel and oppose? Because they are short-sighted enough to think that if they start politics of religion, nobody else will be able to follow them. The problem with politics of religion is everyone has a religion. If you normalize politics of religion being the majority community of India, other people will naturally follow. Muslims will follow, Sikhs will follow, Buddhists will follow. Aisa to nahi hai ki tum log karoge aur baki sabke paas ye upay hai hi nahi. So anyone who is on the side of Hindutva should stop talking about ye log bahut religion kar rahe hain. Tumne shuru kiya bhaiya. You are the reason behind this cultural rot, and if other people are following it, then that's your responsibility only. I mean, it's their responsibility, but a huge part of the responsibility lies with you also. Hemachandra says, Hindus in India say reservation must be removed and awareness must be spread. But when awareness is spread and caste discrimination is banned in US, they say it's an attack on Hinduism. Hypocrisy much? Yeah, I made a reel about it some time ago. Only yesterday, there was news about, let me see if I can share you. What do I search for? California caste. Yes. So here's the Reuters report on it. Let me just share it with you. Share screen. Can you see this? California moves. Hold on. Yeah. California moves closer to historic caste discrimination ban. This is from August 30, which is, you know, today. California moved closer to becoming the first U.S. state to ban caste discrimination after a bill to outlaw the practice passed in California Assembly late on Monday. U.S. discrimination laws ban ancestry discrimination but do not explicitly ban casteism. California's legislation targets the caste system in South Asian immigrant communities by adding caste to the list of categories protected under the state's anti-discrimination laws. The bill was introduced and authored by State Senator Aisha Wahab, an Afghan-American Democrat, in March. An earlier version of it passed the state Senate before undergoing revisions. The bill was passed on Monday by the state assembly with a near unanimous vote. Matlab koi kisi ne oppose nahi kiya usko udhar. The revised near unanimous, as in kuch logo ne oppose kiya, par zyada to logo ne isko support kiya. The revised version will now move back for a vote to state Senate, where it is expected to pass before heading to the desk of California Governor Gavin Newsom to be signed into law. Activists opposing caste discrimination, activists, say it is no different from other forms of discrimination like racism and hence should be outlawed. This is people who support the thing. The movement to fight the caste system in North America has picked up enemy energy in recent months. Earlier this year, Seattle became the first U.S. city to outlaw caste discrimination after a city council vote, and Toronto School Board became the first in Canada to recognize the caste discrimination existed in city schools. So, yeah, things are happening. And I recently heard that there was a group of NRIs who were protesting against this because they said it was Hindu phobia. Because apparently, if your religion is discriminating against people on the basis of their caste and you try to remove that discrimination, you're against the religion. So clearly, you decide whether they are supporting Hinduism or whether they're supporting caste-based discrimination or whether it's both the same thing. I think it's the latter. Supriya says, is there any proof that yoga is connected to Hinduism? I'm an atheist since 10 years now and I enjoy doing yoga, so I just wanted to know. There is plenty of mentions of yoga in Hindu scriptures. However, people who are not Hindu can also do yoga. In fact, they do yoga. In fact, the government of India has recently made major moves to popularize yoga all over the world through, you know, International Yoga Day. So clearly, even they don't care if non-Hindus do yoga. So I don't think anyone should have any problems doing yoga for whatever things that they feel are good for them. Sagar, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Do you face issues, political or other kind, due to the things that you say or the kind of ideas that you challenge? Well, every consequence is political, no? I have not received any call from a political party or anything, but I do get abuse from their IT cells and I get threats sometimes. Fortunately, most of this happens on Instagram, and Instagram पे मैंने comments और messages का जो filtering mechanism है उसको इतना high level पे रख रखा है कि मुझे ज़्यादातर दिखता भी नहीं है. तो लोग गालियाँ देते रहते हैं, उनकी गालियाँ उनके अलावा कोई पढ़ नहीं पाता. Apart from that, no, that's pretty much it. There are people who do what I do who receive a lot more backlash and even, you know, political backlash. मैं भी उतना बड़ा हुआ नहीं हूँ कि वहाँ तक पहुँचो और वहाँ उतनी backlash मिले. But thank you, Sagar, for the 100 rupees. MG, thank you for the 40 rupees. Much appreciated. Thank you for doing so. MG has been a long time supporter. Wait, is that MG or MK? Am I giving credit for one person's support to another one? Really? Dimag chal chuka mera. Akshat says, how do you manage your time perfectly? How do I manage my time perfectly? I don't manage my time perfectly. I don't really care about time management. I follow, my work involves, my work routine involves, how do I put this? It is more about comfort than it is about time. I do not set times to start a particular task or end a particular task. I have what I refer to as suggestions to myself, ki haan, agar roz subah 9 baje kaam shuru kare to achha rahega. पर अगर किसी दिन मुझे 9 बजे पिक्चर देखने का मन कर रहा है और मैं काम नहीं शुरू करना चाहता तो मैं पिक्चर देख लेता हूँ और बाद में दोपहर में कॉम्पनसेट कर लेता हूँ. द जॉय ऑफ वर्किंग फॉर योर सेल्फ इज दैट योर ओन बॉस, यू आर योर ओन बॉस. as long as you remember that you're also your own employee, it's okay. You just need to have a list of things that you need to achieve today. What time you do it, how you do it, how it happens is entirely up to you. So that's why I don't do well in formal work atmospheres or even with deadlines. I have chosen my line of work after much thought. Sarcastic Skeptic says, what are your thoughts on anti-theism? I don't even think it matters. What is the point of giving a thoughts on anti-theism? Atheism, anti-theism, at the end of the day, as long as it is an irreligious movement, it's okay. Bhagoda Billa says, damn, I clicked through the chat rules without reading them, missed something about it. I'm sure I'm a moron this evening. It's mostly about don't be transphobic, casteist, racist, and anti-feminist. Surya says, what are your thoughts on the concept of masculinity and femininity? These are social constructs. Asking this because some people annoyingly insist that women nowadays are too masculine and are not feminine enough. Yeah, those are brainwashed people. They have been brainwashed by a patriarchal society into thinking that masculinity and femininity are things. They're not really as... they're social constructs and they do have definitions, but they're not absolutes that every man or every woman must necessarily correspond to. There is nothing wrong with a man having some traits that are feminine, so-called, or a woman having some traits that are masculine, so-called. Rohan says, one fear I have is regarding your move towards the left. Although I welcome your move, it scares me to think that such switches are possible as more people switch the other way. It is easier to. I don't know what is the fear here. Although I welcome your move, it scares me to think that such switches are possible as more people switch the other way. I'll give you an easy filter. The person who's switching, is he switching from less power to more power? When I move from the right to the left, I move from being supporter of an ideology which was in power to being supporter of an ideology which is not in power. When you see someone switching from less power to more power, that's a problematic thing because they're probably not moving because they thought there was right there. They're only moving because there is might there. That's an important filter to keep in mind. Secretly, Batman says, Surya, like not all women wear ghungat, but some still do. Likewise, not all women wear hijab, some do. It's just a shitty topic to talk about in my view. Let people do what makes them happy. Yeah, exactly. In fact, you guys saw the clip. You guys saw the young woman who had come on the live stream last week. I made a clip of it and put it on the main channel today. It's being well received. There are people who are like, oh, we need to protect Muslim women from hijab. Okay, so don't force them to do it because then you will just make sure that they will definitely not leave it. If it is your view that hijab is a practice that is steeped in patriarchy, I don't disagree with you. But I disagree with you when you say that the only way to remove it is to ban it. Because then you're not actually interested in saving people from patriarchy. You want them to double down on their religion so that you can attack them even more. The caller was very clear that she watched some videos, she made up her mind, and now she no longer, you know, she used to wear the hijab. Now she doesn't, right? But there are other members of her family who, because there is so much attacks against Muslims, they have become even more devout Muslims. So anyone who tells you that banning hijab and banning Islamic practices is what they are doing to save Muslims from Islam are just full of shit. They're not. What they really want is to make sure that Muslims act even more Muslim so that they can attack them based on their bigoted views. The only way out of it is conversation. That's it. Santosh Kumar Behra says, do you have friends who are theists and you know are good humans, but they oppose the BJP, Hindutva, terrorism, RSS, caste system? I do. I do have friends who are theists and good humans and they oppose BJP, Hindu terrorism, RSS, caste system. Devaditya Jena says, first time on live stream from Toronto. Hi, Devaditya. I believe that many people fail to understand that the issue of the hijab is about the right to choose for women. Thoughts? Yeah, it is. The issue of hijab is about women's right to choose. The issue of so-called love jihad is about the woman's right to choose. The issue of abortion in America is about the woman's right to choose. We are looking at various manifestations of a disease that is patriarchy. Sayed Ali Zain says, did you know about Man of Culture podcast? They do podcasts on comics, anime, and pop culture. I would love to see you there. I have seen some episodes of them, yes. But I don't think really I would have anything to add to what they're... Those guys are like really in-deep nerds. Vishwanath says, want to be a member? Can't see the join button for some reason. It's under the video, next to the subscribe button, I think. Or even if you go to the main channel, it's on top next to the subscribe button. Devaditya says, is agnostic atheist a thing? If yes, how will you define it? If no, why do people use this term? Yeah, agnostic atheist is a thing. I am an agnostic atheist. An agnostic atheist, as I have explained several times in the past, is someone who does not, who lacks belief in God because there is a lack of evidence for God, for the claim that God exists. So I don't know if God exists, therefore I lack belief in God. If I don't know something, why would I believe in it? That's what it means. Akshat says, have you noticed in my few years that nowadays people are becoming more overweight than before? No, I have not really noticed this. I think we are actually looking at a country where people are getting less to eat. So Rohan says, continuing as it is, way easier to tap onto anger against minorities and weaker sections of society. Do you think such switches can be prevented? I really have a pessimistic view towards that. I think it's going to take time. Like, there are many people who have pointed this out. Even if in 2024 the BJP goes away, it's like you had an animal in your house, it went everywhere and it shat and it defecated all over the place, and you eventually drive the animal out, but you still have to clean the house, right? So that's where we are. Our culture has been corrupted to such a great extent that communal things are becoming part of everyone's mindsets. And this has been done through a Sochi Samji Rananiti, right? So even after we get rid of these guys, we are not going to get rid of it for quite some time. But I do believe it is possible. Tyrion Lannister says, Vimo recently joined on Twitch. Really loved the UI. Any good Twitch accounts you follow? Non-gaming. Oh yeah, if you go to my Twitch page, you will find a bunch of links at the bottom to Twitch streamers that I watch regularly. Some of them are current affairs streamers, some are music, and there are a few that I have not added there, but they're like old, they have marathon animated series sessions, like Batman, The Brave and the Bold, or old school 90s wala Gargoyles or something. Yeah. Pink Panther, hi. Karthik Kumar Vishwanathan says, last week's stream with Miss Emmet was great. Nice to see a short video of that. Well done. Thanks, Karthik. Tejas says, how to survive in college being a Dalit? Tejas, I don't know which college you're talking about, so I don't know what advice to give you. If there are Bahujan groups or collectives in your college, please join them and be aware of your rights. And when you face casteism, report it as best as you can. I don't know which college you're talking about, so I can't possibly tell you more detailed, in a more detailed way what to do. Surya says, have you heard of the phrase equality of outcomes? Often when people argue in favor of equality of opportunity, if so, thoughts? I have heard this. They say that equality of outcome cannot be guaranteed, but equality of opportunity can be guaranteed. And I agree with it. It's just that many people who say this don't really understand what equality of opportunity means. They think that it's limited to not having a reservation. It does not extend to, providing all people with equal amount of resources and not discriminating against them. So if a society is full of discriminatory practices, how are you going to have equality of opportunity by simply removing reservation? Some people are going to be removed from the scope of those resources simply because of their caste or the background that they come from. Sarcastic Skeptic says, have you read the Gospel of the Flying Spaghetti Monster? No, I have not. I laughed my ass off to that. Okay. I will try to find and read it. I have not read it. I know what it is, but I have not read it. Shobhajit Datta says, which concept of science have you not seen in science fiction stories and you would love to see? Question 2, which science fiction concept do you think is the most possible to become a reality? I think the most possible to become a reality is generational spaceships, where many families get on a really, really huge spaceship and undertake a journey through space that will last generations. Like one generation will die, the next one will come up, then they will reproduce, and you know, they will keep reproducing, and they will keep the species alive on that ship until they reach their destination. In science fiction, this has been covered quite a lot, but I have not seen a story in popular television science fiction that is kind of sort of like it. There have been mentions of generation ships, but not really. That was the second question. The first question was, which concept of science fiction have you not seen? Okay, I kind of answered that also. Generation ships have not been covered that much. I would like to see more stories about generation ships. I think there was recently one series which got cancelled after one season, which was about a generation ship, but then also it was not really about a generation ship. It was about something else. It was a fake out. I got really excited, but then it was a fake out at the end of it, and I was quite disappointed. Money Man says, in the absence of religion among my atheist friends, I find a fallback on money to be all and to be all and end all of their situations. In your opinion, is this common? And if so, how would one circumvent that? In the absence of religion among my friends, I find fallback on money. Okay, so they lose religion, and then the only thing that they have in life to seek meaning, I guess, is money. I don't know how that works, and I don't know any atheists who have done this. It's not like, so you'll probably have to give me more detail about what you mean by fallback on money to be all and end all of their situations. What were they doing till then? What, like, if when they were religious, were they not into money? And the moment they lost their religion, they all got, oh no, money everywhere, money. I don't know how that works. I don't even think it happens like that. Every atheist I know who abandoned religion, abandoned it because of common sense reasons, and then found meaning elsewhere, in a hobby or in reading or in, you know, a travel or something. Sushant says, why people always blame Muslims in this country even though they are wrong? They always jump to the conversation. Look, Muslims also do, so we have to hate them. I don't completely understand the question. If you're saying they say that Muslims also do what we do, then the simple response is that, are they doing something good? Right? So you point out something that is wrong in India, right? And you say, hey, we should not do this. And they say, yeah, but those other people are also doing it. So the question is, okay, are they doing something good or bad? Because if they're doing good, then why are you opposing them? And if they're doing something bad, then why are you copying them? So this is usually an argument that comes from people with very low, very little ability to process cultural truths, right? They will seek violence as an answer because they don't have any other way of dealing with it. They don't know how to do any better. Sayyed Alizan says, what is your opinion on British anchor? He said, give back our aid. What aid? They're not giving us aid. They're returning the money that they took from us over centuries. Ask them to send more money. Or ask them to stop sending money. We don't care either way. Shashi Tharoor, I believe, called it comparable to fertilizer subsidies, which is an apt metaphor also, apparently. Okay, so Vishwanath Nair, thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated, sir. Thank you. Secretly, Batman says, it takes 5 union ministers to thank the PM about rupees 200 reduction in domestic gas cylinder prices, but not a single person talks about China taking over our land. Yeah. Ravish Kumar's video of today is worth a watch. He points out that instead of calling it cylinders now cost 900 rupees, they made it all about the 200 rupee reduction. And this is how they brainwash people. It's like I take 100 rupees from you, you start crying, then I give 10 rupees back and say, see, I'm so dildar, I gave you 10 rupees. Teja says, how much do Indians know about climate change and the deep complexity of the problem? How would I answer this? How much do Indians know? like you're asking me about the opinions of an entire nation. I think we could do with more awareness. I think we could do with content creators who are focusing on climate change to a greater degree. I myself even don't do it that much. There is a newsletter called Heated. If you can subscribe to it, it'll give you a lot of news about whatever is happening. And at least it's very America focused. But whenever I have opened it, it has been about some news in America. But Heated is a good newsletter to follow. I think it's called Heated. Just search for Heated newsletter. Gurnoor Singh says, "Hi Vimo, agnostic atheist this side and agree with all your views. But a question, please. What are your views on the opinion that reservation and caste should be on the basis of income like OBC?" अरे यार गुरनूर, इस सवाल का जवाब मैं इतनी बार दे चुका हूँ कि आई डोंट इवन वांट टू गेट इनटू इट राइट नाउ. देर इज अ प्लेलिस्ट ऑन दिस चैनल कॉल्ड कास्ट कॉन्वर्सेशंस. इट्स गॉट 15 वीडियोज इन इट. देर ऑल क्लिप्स ऑफ कॉन्वर्सेशंस आई हैव हैड विद पीपल हु केम ऑन द लाइव स्ट्रीम एंड टॉक्ड अबाउट वेरियस आर्ग्यूमेंट्स फ्रॉम सो कॉल्ड अपर कास्ट साइड अबाउट रिजर्वेशन एंड फाइनेंशियल बेसिस एंड ऑल. प्लीज वॉच इट एंड इफ यू स्टिल हैव क्वेश्चंस देन कम बैक एंड आस्क मी अबाउट इट. आई विल बी हैप्पी टू आंसर. Karthik says, I do listen to religious music very rarely, though. Should I not be doing it as an atheist? There is no should as an atheist. You can do anything as an atheist. Short of crime, of course. But religions have guidelines. You can do this, you cannot do that. Atheism does not. So let nobody tell you that you cannot do something. Siddharth says, any further thoughts on what we can offer as atheists to friendly families in times of loss? I find words of comfort lacking beyond being able to say, I'm here if you need to talk, which seems hollow. Unfortunately, that is all you can say. I'm here if you need to talk. It matters more than you think. I am even not very good at it. I have lost people, and during those times when people call, you hardly even pay attention to what they're saying because nothing registers, nothing matters anymore. So sometimes it might feel like if you don't want to call someone who's going through loss, it might be better for them. My advice would be still call and say that you hope that they find the strength that they need, and that if they need you for anything, they should get in touch. That's the most you can do. There is no way around grief. People have to go through it. And in those times, just a reassurance and a message saying that I'm here if you want to talk goes a long way. I know it seems hollow, but it's the best you can do. Sarcastic Skeptic says, why is Hinduism so wannabe monotheistic these days? It was so polytheistic like in the Vedas and Puranas, etc. Okay, two things. The reason it is monotheistic is because it is having to deal with monotheism. The reason religions everywhere are pretending to be scientific right now is because they're having to deal with the scientific world. But also, if you look at really old Indo-European mythology from which the Vedas are supposed to have come, you'll find that there is a monotheistic element to it. There is a sky father god of some kind. I think there is a video on a channel, I don't remember the name of it, but it was about this original sky father god or something. If you search about it on YouTube, you might be able to find it. Schaffmeister says, where did the term Sarvadharm Sambhav originate? Is it part of some ancient text? Does that make Hinduism itself secular? I prefer to focus on what people following a religion are doing in the real world in present times, rather than look at high-fangled philosophical texts in that religion's library from thousands of years ago. To me, Hinduism is what Hindus do today. That's it. It doesn't matter if their holy books had some great philosophy in the past, because I don't see it in action in the real world. All I see is, हम अपने धर्म के लिए ये करेंगे वो करेंगे यहाँ उखाड़ेंगे वहाँ तोड़ेंगे. इफ दैट्स ऑल आई सी देन दैट्स व्हाट दैट रिलीजन प्रैक्टिकली इज. इट्स लाइक इफ देयर इज अ फ्रूट दैट्स कॉल्ड टमेटो एंड वंस अपॉन अ टाइम इट यूज टू बी कॉल्ड ब्रिंजल एंड यू एंड आई आर हैविंग कॉन्वर्सेशन अबाउट टमेटोज, हाउ टमेटोज का प्राइस बढ़ रहा है, हाउ टमेटोज आर गुड और बैड फॉर योर हेल्थ एक्सेट्रा. एंड देन समबडी सेज, या बट द थिंग यू आर इग्नोरिंग इज दैट वंस अपॉन अ टाइम इट इज नॉट कॉल्ड टमेटो. इट्स अ कंप्लीटली इररिलेवेंट पॉइंट. I don't even care that much. I know people get annoyed when I say I don't care, but I don't care. All I'm focused on is the effects that a religion is having in the real world today. and that is on the followers of that religion. Judge a religion by the actions of its followers, not by its holy texts, is what I am saying. Hey, moderator aa gaya, Gunduchi, your friendly neighborhood moderator is here. Bobby says, what are your thoughts on movies like Kerala Story and Kashmir Files? They're hate movies. They're propaganda films. That's my view on them. Surya says, hope you're doing great. Thanks, Surya. Yes. Oh, that's for Gunduchi, I think. Akshay says, I'm afraid to tell my family because that I'm an atheist because my sister is a converted Christian and that time there was a World War III started in my house. Huh, so be diplomatic. Figure out how best to go about it. Then either tell people or don't tell people depending on what consequences are going to be and whether you're okay with the consequences. There is a... Atev, thank you for the 100 rupees super sticker. Much appreciated. Thank you, thank you. There is a... Maitreyi says, I got into an accident and my dad's first reflex was to find his phone and just start saying Hanuman Chalisa while I got more injured due to it. Now I have a busted face and a black thread on leg. Oh, wow. Like, was your dad doing that in addition to having called the doctors? Or, like, did he call the doctor? Did he seek medical help and then do it? Or did he just do it instead of seeking medical help? That's what I would be curious. Because the latter is obviously terrible. And it's a very good example of what should not be done. Surya points out something very interesting. Hinduism apparently also wannabe atheistic religion. Yeah. Dango says, are you anti-AI? As in we should ban AI because it will eat the jobs of the workers and will pass more money to the capitalist. I'm not anti-AI, I'm anti-corporate control over technologies that may make people unemployed. AI tools can prove very useful for individuals. But when AI tools are being created, controlled, and managed and owned by corporate interests, they are going to effectively destroy entire industries. And one good thing we can do right now is support the writer's strike going on in Hollywood, because a huge part of it is problems arising out of AI. Studios are adding clauses to contracts saying ki, so if you're an actor and we scan your face, then we reserve the right to use your face ka scan forever. We will pay you one-time payment. And actors are saying, no, every time you use my face, you will pay me money. That's what the strike is. So capitalism ka foundation hai, paise banao jo bhi karke. That is what is happening here. And this is going to be terrible for art. It's going to be terrible for the quality of things that are produced. Either the writers and the actors striking right now win and they do get their share of what they deserve because they're really underpaid. I know some of you are thinking, actors kahan se underpaid hue? Sare actors superstar nahi hote. Kuch actors ko side mein char naukriyan karni padti hai sirf beech-beech mein acting roles ke liye. There was an interview with one writer who said that I used to have a full-time job writing a serial that had one episode coming every week. And every season had 25 episodes. Now, Netflix makes one show of 6 episodes each season. And I have to do 2 jobs extra to fill my stomach. So this is all a direct result of capitalism. YouTube Guruji says, it is great to know that there are so many people who are curious, but I have a question on how not to get into an echo chamber of thoughts, which often works as a channel for bias and reinforced learning. Oh, that's easy. You avoid echo chambers by not following the herd when it goes for a majoritarian line of thinking. Because you realize, right, an echo chamber means that you're not hearing views from the other side. Who do you think is in a position to do that? People who are following the thing that everyone follows, or people who follow the thing that few people follow? The people who are following the view that few people follow are still going to hear the majority's voice, right? There is no escaping it. But the majority, a majoritarian person can have an actual echo chamber. The minority viewpoint holder cannot have an echo chamber, regardless of how hard they try. So avoid majoritarianism and you will not have the echo chamber problem. We are at the 45 minute mark, guys. I will end today's live stream at 1 hour. So we have like 15 minutes. I'm going to skip some questions because either people are talking to each other or they're like really short questions or really long answer type questions. I'm only choosing questions that can be answered simply by me. Bhagoda Billa says, cool, hopefully I will be none of those things then. I'm mostly just agnostic. God cannot be trusted. If you're agnostic, your position is that you don't know whether God exists, right? So is it that, or is it that you believe in God but you don't know what God is? Because one can be an agnostic atheist or an agnostic theist also. Agnostic by itself does not mean much. It just means that you don't have knowledge. Akshay says, do you think LGBTQ marriage should be legal in India? Yes. Because there is no reason for it to be illegal. Do you have favorite gods or gods you like I have Prometheus and Athena? In Hindu mythology, I like Hanuman. And I really like Archangel Michael from Christianity. And of course, the Buddha. Karthik says, I recently had a discussion with my friend's wife who said she had fed milk to Mr. Ganesh. This was ages back and I could not counter. Yeah, it was a case of mass hysteria. I remember I was in Mumbai at that time and my office was a short distance from Mahim Beach. I get to office one fine day and I find a huge bottle of what looks like yellow liquid on near my computer. And someone had put a label on it saying, drink it. And I was like, yeah, chutkula mara hai kisi ne. And then I got to work and then I turn on my computer and I find that many people are thronging to Mahim Beach because apparently statues are drinking water. And then it went like wildfire. Reports started coming in from all over the country. It is now believed by many that this was a campaign to, you know, it was a some kind of religious campaign by some people to like... If enough people say that it is happening, then it'll be, you know, it'll be believed by more and more people. So these things happen sometimes. There have been cases of people witnessing two suns in the sky at the same time in Brazil or something. Mass hysteria is something that happens. Surya says, yeah, I used to hold the view that hijab should be banned too. While I do continue to hold the view that it is patriarchal, I don't agree with banning it if people feel that they like it. People can like patriarchal things. That is not to say that patriarchal things should not be, opposed. But if the goal is to get rid of them, you're not going to get rid of it by banning it. Taranga says, excellent analogy. The animal shitting in the house. Well, yeah. I'm quite proud of it. Secretly, Batman says, Gurnoor, I have never seen a comment from a Dalit saying that my father earns more than his father. Why am I discriminated against? And that not him, but a lot of people saying my Dalit friend is rich. Yeah, that's because it's an upper caste talking point, right? It's a thing that upper caste people say frequently to remove focus from the fact that, they don't want to accept that casteism is a thing. Atif says, hi Vimo, Atif here, I'm an atheist. I just want to ask you that if an atheist faces a problem like my daughter is ill and is not recovering despite multiple scientific treatments, how can I say stay strong? You can stay strong. I don't know. Like, you know, I don't think religion makes you strong, right? If you have a family member who's really ill, what good does believing that they will get better is doing you? We just saw a comment by someone who said that I was unwell and my father was chanting the Hanuman Chalisa. What good was it actually doing except making him feel better? So if the goal is to feel better, maybe it's not a good idea to feel better sometimes. Maybe when things are going to shit, you should not focus on feeling better. You should pay attention to things that are going wrong. A ship is sinking. You stand on the deck and instead of either escaping the ship or trying to fill the hole, you chant the name of gods. What good is it going to do? Except making you feel better until you die. So I don't think that argument floats really. Sai Deepak says, does homophobia exist or not exist, particularly in countries like USA, Canada, Australia, where some incidents happen? Yeah, it does exist. Obviously, it exists. You think gay people get attacked for no reason? Saikat says, do you think middle class is the most to blame for being Muslim haters? I don't know how to determine that. But I think that the middle class, or whatever we used to know as the middle class, is disappearing anyway. India and the world itself is kind of going towards a place where there's only going to be the ultra rich and the ultra poor. The middle class is no longer going to exist pretty soon. So anyone who is under this mughalta ki, I'm middle class and those people are poor and I'm going there, is not going to remain there pretty soon. They're going to look around one day and find that their living standards are no better than other people. And they're not even going to blame the right people for it. They'll blame the poor for it because they have been brainwashed to that extent. And the anti-Muslim bigotry that we see around us is also because of that. The main problem is that this country's wealth is being looted by very few people who are hand in glove with the government. And in order to hide that, a whole lot of shit is being peddled towards the middle class, which has the resources to consume this propaganda. The extremely poor don't have access to this propaganda. They know what poverty means. The middle class is being sucked dry, and also anesthesia is being given by saying, nahi, tu ameer hai. Aur jo bhi tujhe problem ho rahi hai, wo ameeron ki wajah se nahi, wo gareebon ki wajah se ho rahi hai. To unse nafrat kar. Middle class ko program kar diya hai, gaya hai, apni hi barbadi ko dekhkar taali bajane ke liye. Okay, says Atif, ex-Muslim, theek hai, lekin वायरन के साथ मच जाओ, इस्लाम को समझो, फिर डिसाइड करो. ओके, दिस इज अपेरेंटली समवन हु इज हियर फ्रॉम टू प्रिवेंट पीपल फ्रॉम लिविंग इस्लाम. अक्षत सेज, आई आस्क्ड अबाउट योर टाइम मैनेजमेंट बिकॉज यू हैव 6 चैनल्स, यू ऑल्सो डू योर वर्क विद इट एंड रिमेन एक्टिव ऑन अदर सोशल मीडिया ऑल्सो. या सो माई सीक्रेट इज दैट आई डू वट आई वॉन्ट, इट्स नॉट टाइम मैनेजमेंट. You will notice that most of my time goes on this channel and some of my time goes on my main channel. The other channels, I don't really pay that much attention to. I created them because there were interests that I wanted to talk about that I could not on my main channel, because that channel is now primarily about atheism and this channel is primarily about live streams. VK Awesome wanted to come on screen to talk. VK, is Saturday ke baad wala Saturday ko aao 8 baje. ये जो साइड में चैट दिख रहा है, इसके ऊपर एक लिंक होगा, उस पर क्लिक करना और तुम स्क्रीन पे आ सकोगे मेरे साथ. सीक्रेटली बैटमैन, आई एम नॉट फीलिंग लो. योर फ्रेंड्स फादर वुड हैव डन अ रियल हार्ड वर्क टू अर्न सच अ लिविंग एंड प्रोवाइड फॉर हिज फैमिली. ऑल्सो रिजर्वेशन गिव्स मोर. अच्छा, ये पार्ट टू है उस कॉमेंट का. लेट्स रीड द होल थिंग. आई हैव नेवर सीन अ कॉमेंट फ्रॉम अ दलित सेइंग माय फादर अर्न्स मोर देन हिज फादर, व्हाई एम आई डिस्क्रिमिनेटेड अगेंस्ट एंड नॉट हिम. बट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल सेइंग दैट माय दलित फ्रेंड इज रिच. या And I feel low. Your friend's father would have done real hard work to earn such a living and provide for his family. Also, reservation gives more government jobs, seats to OBCs rather than SCST. Ajay says, California has passed anti-caste discrimination bill. Now waiting for poor upper caste Hindus claiming how this is Hindu phobia. Waiting kya, wo log kar chuke hain. They were on the roads protesting about it. Just search for California and Hindu phobia on any social network. I think X will have it, although I'm not on X anymore. You'll be able to find it. You said there will be a link. Vicky, I said it, the link will be there on Saturday. Although this Saturday while the live stream is cancelled, next Saturday, come and we'll talk. Akshat says, people are associating the word like Namaste with religion. Do you think it should be associated with it? It can be and it may not be also. Namaste has become such an integral part of language that it should not be associated with any religion. But it does have religious origins, as in what you're saying is that I bow to the spark of divine within you or something. But these same people will also say ki bus stop pe char bande khade the. Wo bande kahan se aata hai? It comes from Allah ke bande, right? It's become such an integral part of language that nobody really thinks of Islam when you use it. ओके सेज वीके औसम, भाई यहाँ बेकार ही बातें नहीं चलती, लड़ना है तो मुस्लिम चैनल पर चले जाओ. ओके, देर इज अ सुपर चैट फ्रॉम Incognito, thank you for the 100 rupees. Incognito says, what do you think about Kushal Mehra, his support for BJP, his criticism of new atheism and the civilizational pride that he promotes? I agree with some of it. I don't agree with some of it. I don't agree with his support for the BJP. Criticism of new atheism, I have some. I don't know if his criticism of new atheism is the same as mine. Mine is different. I think mine is focused on the fact that in the 2010s, new atheism made a certain kind of confrontational atheism the norm. And if someone wants to understand atheism in today's context of 2020s, then they're better served watching channels like Rationality Rules and Genetically Modified Skeptic and even Cosmic Skeptic. So, yeah, I am not a huge fan of Richard Dawkins and Sam Harris. But I don't know if Kushal Mehra has the same problem with them. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Civilizational pride that he promotes. Yeah, I've been there. I used to be that guy about 6-7 years ago. No, I don't agree with it. Raghunath Ramadasan, thank you for the $4.99 super chat. Can you reveal a few reasons why you feel optimistic about 2024 elections, despite the government seemingly having all the means and tricks to win again? First of all, when Indira Gandhi stopped being the Prime Minister of India, when she lost the election after the emergency, nobody could have guessed that this would happen. Nobody. No expert could have guessed it. No one had said that this could happen. And it happened. The Indian voting public has a way of surprising people. They showed it in Karnataka recently. Despite control over ED and CBI, despite disqualifying MPs, despite doing a whole lot of media controlling activities, they lost in Karnataka humiliatingly. That's not even a word, by the way. They were humiliated in the election, is what I want to say. So it is definitely possible, and more than possible given the circumstances right now. The opposition has finally found unity. There is an alliance called India. There's going to be a huge meeting of the alliance in Mumbai tomorrow or day after, I think. There are a couple of meetings today to announce that this meeting is going to happen and major decisions are going to be taken in it. One of the announcements made recently was also that certain members of the BJP-led NDA alliance are going to leave the NDA alliance and join the India alliance. So all these things give me some amount of hope. And I hope my hope is not misplaced, but I do have hope. Thank you, Raghunath, again, for the support. Eman is here. Hi, Eman. Jesus. That's my biggest bone to pick with religious people. It's either you don't understand the religion or that's not the book says I care more about what you all do. Yeah, yeah. And also, I want to point out that she started her comment with Jesus. And that's something that proves my previous point, that language frequently absorbs religious metaphors and it doesn't really matter that much. Bhagoda Billa says, like the Dyaus Pitra and Prithvi scenes, the OG sky god thing. Yes, yes. Dyaus Pitra. Shafmaisha says, why do Gen Z people not use punctuation? They keep writing sentences without even a full stop. It's baffling because they haven't even used SMS in their lives. Well, every generation has its own, idiosyncrasies as far as communication is concerned. I think what is happening these days is that texting is kind of sort of text-based talking. So I was recently watching this Across the Spider-Verse thing, the animated film, and Miles Morales sends a text and he's saying in a minute, right? And it was one word, I-N-A-M-I-N-I-T, in a minute. It got the point across. It's texting. So I'm sure that the generation before mine was worried that we were not writing. My uncle still writes Sarkari style applications. Dear sir, I beg to state that I shall be requiring leave of 12 days for this and that and that. And I am like, I have sent applications. It doesn't work like that. You just say, hello, sir, I want to go home for 15 days. Please grant me leave from this date to this date. Thanks. So his generation thought that we were not following proper protocol. And we think that Gen Z is not following proper protocol. Language changes. And technology obviously always has a huge role to play in it. Ankit says, do you think laws and mentality in India is biased against men's safety on the issues of harassment and rape? Been through some stuff, harassment. I think that sexual harassment happens mostly to women, which is not to say that it does not happen to men. It is obviously always true that when sexual harassment of men happens, it should also be taken seriously. But in most cases, it happens against women, and therefore maybe the laws have verbiage that seems to support that kind of sexual assault or sexual harassment. VK Awesome says, why support this channel? Any valid reason? Yeah, because it's my channel and I asked you to. Ye kya hai yaar? Ajahn says, why does the space industry draw so much nationalistic passion? Because it puts us in a very unique elite club, right? Very few countries on Earth have space programs. And the fact that we have had a space program since you know, way back, is a point of pride. And in case you haven't noticed, we are kind of addicted to pride. And the space industry actually is one of the few places in India where I think the pride is justified. There are many things we are proud of that we should not be proud of. Karthik says, I was watching the final matches of Pragyananda and his previous matches. Guess the recommendation YouTube gave. Sadhguru's channel for his inner engineering program on the date of his final date. Great marketing by Baba Jagia. He's good at marketing. Vikas says, on South Pole of Moon, an area has been named Shiv Shakti. Do you think a religious name on scientific work is good? I think it's kind of inevitable, because what else were they going to name it? I saw one video by Sadhguru where he says all the planets are named after gods. Yeah, but they were named after gods that are no longer worshipped. When you name a spot on the moon, which has been recognized because of scientific advances, after, you know, mythological concepts from a religion, which is a domineering majoritarian force in world's largest democracy right now, it's not the same thing as a planet being called Uranus. I chose the wrong planet. After a planet being called Saturn or Mercury or something. It's not the same thing. Gabriel Hale says, as an ex-Muslim from Pakistan, we know that hijab is a patriarchal practice and raising awareness against it is labeled as Islamophobic, even in a country with 97% Muslim population. How to deal? Oh, there's a Pakistan problem. How would I know, man? I think religious people are always going to call you phobic whenever you point out that a practice in the religion is problematic. We were recently talking about how anti-caste measures being taken in America are being called Hindu-phobic by Hindus living there, because they don't want their religion to change, even if it's a good change. So yeah, it's always going to happen. I wish I could help you more. As far as Pakistan is concerned, I don't really have a huge grip on the nation's politics. Sumana says, we did our first women-only atheist meeting. We are just four people now, but it was so good. We came up with strategies to introduce religion to kids. Sumana, this is so cool. I'm really, really happy to hear this. Siddharth says, agreed. Biggest cop-out used by religions world over is, that's not what the book says. They're not doing it properly. Yeah. I don't care what your book says. I care about what people are actually doing in the real world. Your book can have the sweetest sounding poetry in the universe, but if people are murdering each other, I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in that poetry. I would rather call you out for the things that you're doing. Gabriel says, is Mary in Christianity the Greek goddess Artemis? I don't know exactly, but yes, there are anthropologists who have written about how a lot of figures from Christianity were borrowed from religions that Christianity absorbed into itself. So even the idea that Satan has horns and hooves comes from Roman mythology. Pan, the goat-themed deity, is where that came from, apparently. And there are others also. You should really look up the work of a historian, or rather an anthropologist called Francesca Stavrakopoulos. Francesca Stavrakopoulos. I don't know how to spell it. Let me just search myself. Not Polos, Polu. Francesca Stavrakopoulou. She is a British biblical scholar and broadcaster. She is currently professor of Hebrew Bible and Ancient Religion at the University of Exeter. The main focus of her research is on the Hebrew Bible and on Israelite and Judahite history and religion. I'm not even sure I understand all of that, but I'll just copy paste her name in the chat here and you guys can use it to Google and find out more. Right, we are at the 1 hour mark. Let me go to the bottom of the chat stream and take a look at some comments from members. Shahzad says, Batman fan, being in a democracy, we have a responsibility to criticize government's bad decisions. If there is clear deterioration in society promoted by the leaders, they have to be called out. Ayman says, harassment laws should have provisions for men and other gender minorities too. You're talking about men, sexual assault sentencing differ for transgender women compared to cis women. Yeah. Ayman says, if anyone deserves money from Vimo Live, it is me. Ask him. I have people on Bumble whose date idea was to watch Vimo's Live. I'm not going to talk more about it because then other things will come out. Manmat says, don't just click support button. Do support Vimo. Be a member or empower him financially. Any which way possible. He's a rare gem. Let him stay radiant and spread his light. Spread us light. I don't know what Manmat meant by that, but thank you, Manmat, for saying that. Wania Rizwan says, is there human rights abuse in Kashmir? Are the Muslims suffering because in Pakistan propaganda is fed and I'm looking for honest opinions? The Kashmir situation is complicated. The Kashmir situation is complicated because despite Indian people never stopping to say that Kashmir is an integral part of India, Kashmir has been, democracy has been removed from Kashmir for quite some time now. So people love to say that Kashmir is an integral part of India, but mostly when mainstream, middle class, Hindu, upper caste India says it, it's about how we just like the land. We don't care about what happens to the people. But right now, there are cases pending in Supreme Court. Pending kya? Uske upar sunwai chal rahi hai, which are about the removal of Article 317 Kashmir. And there was even talk about democracy being restored. In fact, the government made a commitment to the Supreme Court that it is going to give a timeline about restoration of democracy to Kashmir. So when that happens, hopefully we will find out more, because right now the situation is in Kashmir is such that we are not even getting much clear news out of the place. Recently, there was this case about a college professor who was fired from his position because... Are kakashi gir raha, sorry. A college professor who was fired from his position because he said or did something that... that caused his university to call him, what was the word they used? I'm forgetting. They called him something and then he lost his job and he's apparently suing. So, yeah. Raghunath, thank you for another super chat of $4.99. $4.99. Do you ever have irrational self-doubts, like what if I'm wrong all over again, given you changed 180 degrees a few years, asking for a friend? No, I don't have those nowadays because my position right now is actually very well informed. It is not that, like my previous position was based on a lot of lack of understanding. It is not right now. I already have an understanding of how the right-wing ecosystem thinks. And now that I'm on the left, I have an understanding of the left and the right, and it is very clear to me that I am on the right side. When I was on the right, my position was fueled mostly not by an understanding, but by, sentimentalism. The right is very fond of saying, yeah, emotion, we only believe in facts and logic. There is no one more opposed to facts and logic than your average right winger. It's purely emotion driven. Taranga reminds me, the professor was dismissed for appearing in the ongoing hearings in Supreme Court in the case against abrogation of Article 370. Yeah, got it. Okay. Uh, Dango says, do another Instagram Q&A thing, please. My answer is too long and I'm embarrassed to come in the stream. Yeah, I will do it. I'll either do it tomorrow or day after. Eman says, you're not getting news because internet bans, a human rights abuse. Yeah. Nachiketh says, oh man, the typing was brilliant for uploading video of Prague attending IE program. Inner engineering. Eman says, Kashmir situation is complicated, but not as complicated to admit that there are human rights abuses in Kashmir. Yeah. Alan says, how does they, them pronouns make sense? Aren't those collective terms? Well, words can have multiple meanings, right? Arun Jaitley is not related to Jet Li, the martial arts stars. That does not mean they're related. The same word can be used to do different things. That's it, I think. Lastly, thank you to Karthik for the 40 rupee super chat. Thanks for reading most of my messages. Thanks, Karthik. I try. I try to read as many as possible, but sometimes it's not possible. Thank you everyone for joining today's live stream. The next time I see you will be next Wednesday. This Saturday's live stream is cancelled because I'm going to be on Meghnath's channel at 7 p.m. If you have not subscribed to Meghnath's channel, please do so. Let me just share a link in the chat so that you can just go and join there. Let's see. Is this it? Yes, it is. So this is the channel. This is the channel of Meghnad. If you join it on Saturday at 7 p.m., there's going to be a live stream on Meghnad channel. I'll be there. Meghnad will be there. And Pranav Radhakrishnan from Sciences Dope will also be there. We'll talk about stuff, I guess. I don't know what the plan is because Meghnad is the host. But hum log soch rahe the kiski channel pe kare aur usne bola main volunteer karta hun, so we're just doing it on his channel. This Saturday, there is not going to be a live stream here. The live stream is going to be on Meghnad's channel. I don't know why I'm saying it 5 times. I'm sure you already got the point. But subscribe to Meghnath if you have not so that you don't miss the live stream when it happens. Saturday, 7 p.m. Cool. And after that, I'll see you on Wednesday at 8 p.m. And after that, on the Saturday that follows when I'll be taking calls. So thank you for joining today. Much appreciated. Thanks to all the people who left comments and stuff. I will see you soon. Until then, take care of yourselves and good night.